Tracks of Life, we're back.
We are, man. We out here.
Like clockwork every week.
Yeah, we do. That's what we do, Jordan. Yeah, this is what we do.
Oh, okay. Well, if this is your first time tuning in, we ask people that you love, people that we love, to tell us the songs that changed their lives.
The songs who made them, man. Got them through. Exactly. Whatever. Brought them here. You know what I'm saying?
And this one's a journey. She's a one-woman laugh track. That's what I like to call her, at least.
Yeah, that's the best way to explain it, man.
She's a crazy musician. She's on one of the funniest TV shows out. Ridiculous. Yeah,
she's just a ball of pleasantry.
Exactly. But she takes us on a real journey,
she
too.
She definitely does, man. She has some deep stuff. She's been through a lot. It's crazy that she stays smiling, man. Chanel West Coast is in the building this week with us.
Yep. And if you're following along at home, follow our Spotify playlist or go to our website. The playlist is up there, too. Listen along to the songs. Have fun. Enjoy the show. Chanel West Coast on Tracks of Life.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential television.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
See, that was it. Fire intro.
It was.
See how we did it? Welcome. Right now you know we're starting.
Now
when
we're
we say
here.
Welcome, you're yeah. in. We got Chanel in the building, man.
What's up, guys?
Hanging out.
I see.
Yeah.
There's lots of munchies here.
Lots of munchies.
We keep it stocked. The munchies are more for me. The liquor's usually for him. Not today, yeah, but not usually today. For him.
Man. No, it was all for me last night.
He's hurting.
I am. It takes a lot to get me like this, too.
No, he's a pro.
I feel you. I've been there a lot of times.
It's because I didn't have good tequila where I was, and so mm-hmm. I drank whiskey instead, which was like, I got that like,
heavy.
Real bad Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Headache.
Oh, God. Jack Daniels is the worst. That's the very first time I ever drank when I was like 13.
21.
I drank Jack Daniels and it scarred me for life from dark liquor. Like, the only dark liquor I'll have now is Jameson.
Okay.
That one's okay, but I will not drink any other dark liquor.
No. I'll have Jameson once a year. St. Patrick's Day. Mine was, what you call it? Goldschlager when I was a kid.
No.
Never again.
I used to love it, though.
You don't remember Goldschlager?
It had little gold flakes in it.
I was never like a high school drinker. I was always a stoner. And I think also from the very first time that I got drunk on the Jack Daniels, it kind of scarred me. So I never really, all my friends were always drinking and I was just like the stoner one.
She doesn't want to drink with us, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm drinking now.
Now she is. Now she's here.
The game has changed.
Absolutely, man. So you know what we do here. We talk about the songs that made you.
Yep.
Maybe got you through something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, I know you said you brought a couple for us.
Yes.
Let's get into it, man.
I mean, I could think of more than a few.
Then let's do all of them. We're here hanging. Let's just do it. Let's rock out.
I mean, I could think of so many songs that have just like, well, we got to start with Spice Girls because that was the very first time I ever performed as a kid in the fourth grade talent show. Me and my girlfriends, we did Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And we kind of stole the show.
Which one were you?
I was Ginger.
Yeah, no doubt.
The best one. Let's be honest. She was. Everybody liked Ginger the best. She was the hottest and the coolest.
Ginger had that.
I was a posh guy.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, David Beckham was a posh guy, so.
Yeah, no, exactly.
No, Ginger had them thighs. I can't even lie, man. Yeah. I can't even lie, man. I'm gonna get so much trouble for this, but man, your teacher was bad. She was so bad.
Yeah, no, I was Ginger, and so the song "Spice Up Your Life," yeah. That was the very first song I performed as a little girl, and I swear, being on that fourth grade talent show, you know, in that auditorium, at that moment, I knew, I'm like, this is what I'm doing with the rest of my life.
It's on.
You know?
This is it.
Yes. So
fourth grade.
Exactly. So that song really, I guess you could say, started off my love of performing. I was already performing before that, but that was like the first, you know, big
rowdy crowd.
Exactly. Yeah. That was like, you know, the first big thing.
I dig it.
Do you still know the moves?
I know a couple of them because me and my girlfriends, you know, as little kids too, we would do a lot of the moves to go with the words.
Yeah.
So like there's like a part where it's like, ha, see ya, hold tight. And like, we did like a little, like almost like kick, like karate move, like, ha, see ya, hold tight. And like kicked.
Yo, we're getting the full show over here right now.
No, it was pretty funny. But I remember a couple of the moves.
Yeah, right. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, so that was a first song. And another song that I definitely remember, the song that basically got me into rapping was How Do You Want It by Tupac.
Oh, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the Valley.
So is it the West Side vibe?
Yes, yes. Well, I grew up in the Valley, and I was, you know, I grew up in a decent area. Like, I didn't grow up in the hood, but like, I was a broke kid growing up. I kind of hung out with the other broke kids and the delinquents, I guess you could say, the people who my mom always did not want me to hang out with.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, and you know, all my friends listened to rap, and that's when I was getting more into rap and hip hop when I was like, you know, like a preteen. Around that age. And I had a couple homies who were real big into Tupac, and that's all they would listen to. And I remember I was like, this is so funny. So I recorded the song off the radio on a cassette tape.
Wow.
And I did it. Do you guys remember how you could put a piece of tape over the cassette tape and record? Yeah, okay, so that's how I did it. I put the piece of tape over it, and I sat there. I was waiting for it to come on the radio because it was like playing a lot at the time. And so I was like, okay, I'm gonna record it. Recorded it. And then I kept sitting there rewinding it to write down the lyrics, because this is like pre-lyrics.com and shit, you know? Yeah. So I sat there.
This is like almost pre-internet.
Yes, almost. No, Napster was out at the time already. No doubt, you know? No doubt. Yeah. But so I sat there writing down all the lyrics, because what I wanted to do was be able to rap it while I was chilling with my homies.
And show off.
So I could look cool, like, oh shit, she knows all the lyrics too. Yeah. And so that was, as I was writing down the lyrics, I had always wrote poetry since I was a little girl. Okay. Like, once, you know, remember like in like third grade, they start teaching about all the different poems and stuff. Ever since then, I started really being into poetry, and I always would write little poems. And so as I was sitting there writing down the Tupac lyrics to the song, it kind of hit me. I was like, this is poetry over a beat. Like,
right. Oh yeah.
Especially I could do Tupac. This. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a real poet, you know?
No doubt.
And so that's when it kind of sparked in my mind. Like, okay, like I can write my own raps. And then
how old are you? You're this is teen. This is teenage.
I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah. Okay.
I was in like seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
And so then it really started from it was either Napster or LimeWire.
Uh-huh.
I accidentally downloaded the instrumental of one of Eminem's songs. I can't remember the exact one.
Oh, so you had an open space now.
Yeah, so I was like, and it was like, right when I accidentally got the instrumental, I remember at first I was pissed, like, damn, it's the wrong one. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to write my own rap to this.
Dope.
And so then I wrote my own rap to it, and I ended up rapping it for my homie who came over, and he was like high as hell, and he's like, yo. He's like,
that's dope.
Exactly. It was like, he was really high. So at first I couldn't tell if he was joking, because he's like a funny guy. And he was like, wait, he's like, that shit is like, he's like, if you keep doing this, like, you're going to be like Tupac by the time we're 20. And I was like, oh shit, I must be good. Like,
yeah, exactly. You're like, damn.
From Spice Up Your Life to Thug Life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
From Spice Up Your Life to Thug Life. Yo, that's amazing. I want to make a shirt saying that. There you go. Because that's like literally
you
me.
That's you.
You can have it.
Yeah. It's all you, girl. Get in there.
I need no credit.
He said, I need no credit.
We'll know.
Until what you call it. Until it starts making a ton of money. Yeah, then we'll come back.
I came up with that shirt. That was me. That was all me.
At 3 minutes into your podcast. No, go to Tracks of Light podcast. 3 minutes in on the Chanel West Coast episode. Yeah, and you'll hear me come up with that idea.
That's so funny.
Yo, Spice Girls were dope though too, man.
Right?
They were dope.
Yeah.
They were.
Even the movie was like, I might get made fun of for saying this, but the movie was fire.
Who's going to make fun of you, man?
I know, right? Everybody loved it.
Yeah,
everybody loved the bus.
The bus.
And
that was like way bigger inside than it was outside.
No.
That's what was, honestly, when I go back and watch it as an adult, I'm like, this is comedy that any kid could have thought that this was the real bus. It's like a, it's like literally,
it's
like
a small house.
Yeah,
like, it's like, what?
It just, they
it's
get
like a
in
fireplace. And yeah.
It just stretches out and turns into a mansion when they step in.
Like, how do you turn without all that falling over?
Well, Harry Potter was also British, so
oh, there you go. It's
maybe
a thing.
He made the bus for him.
It's a thing. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Like an early Potter.
It could have been.
Yeah.
You never know.
You have to make so money funny on the side somehow. Damn. Wizarding doesn't pay well.
Oh my god, that's funny.
You gotta make a business out of it.
Yeah, hey, buses. Yeah. A bus business?
Yeah.
Should we listen to some Tupac?
Let's do it.
All right, let's hit it, man.
Follow along in the playlist.
Boom. Yo, so what's Rooney doing? Spice of your life.
So how do you want it? So I got more. I got tracks.
No,
for days.
Keep it going. But no, listen.
Well, it's not a 5-minute podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We've got some time. But yo,
okay.
When I look at you as you as the artist that you are.
Thank you.
Those two things are you. Like when you think about those two songs, yeah, that literally is
for sure.
Chanel West Coast. It's like the Spice, she's this fucking Spice Girl.
Mixed with Tupac.
And Tupac. Like, yo, yeah, she will fuck you up.
And I
be
look cute.
Laughing, doing it. You know? Like, it's incredible. I love it, man.
No, exactly. What's some other, oh my God, there's so many.
Come
but
on, keep it going.
I'm trying to think of the ones that really like mean the most to my life. So definitely, well, this is, I don't want to get sad, but there's a song that means a lot to me that uh-huh, every time it plays, I feel like it's just really important to me. So my first love mm-hmm / first music producer, mm-hmm, he sadly passed away. Mm. Rest in peace, Saul. Mm. But he had made this beat. When we first met, he made this beat out of Hotel California by the Eagles.
Okay,
awesome.
And when I heard the beat, I remember it was one of the first beats I heard of his that I was like, oh my God, you're the shit. We need to work.
Right.
And it was kind of the beginning of me like kind of having a crush on him, I'm not going to lie. And then we ended up having a relationship. And he was the first music producer and like my first love. Like okay, it was two of like big firsts for me. Uh-huh. And so that song, we had made a song to it. It's laughable, my rap that I did on it. So I made it when I was like 17. Mm-hmm. But ever since he passed away, it's very ironic though that song, Hotel California, it always comes on at these moments in my life. Like I've had like a really, something shitty in my career has happened mm-hmm that day or something. And I get in the car and I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with this business. I'm done with LA.
Sure.
And I go and I turn on the radio and it starts playing. As if it's like my angel watching over to be like, yeah, reminding me like, this is where you started.
Right.
Don't fucking give up.
Right.
Keep going. And so it's so weird.
That's
like
special.
It kind of gives me chills because it really does always come on at a time I need to hear it and remember this is one of the beats that first got me inspired into making music, uh-huh, you know? And so, yeah, Hotel California by the Eagles. I still want to like, I still have the beat till this day and I want to redo the song and uh-huh hopefully put it out. So sure, it's going to be a
just
really-
maybe change the rap a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to completely redo the rap and it might be a really hard sample to clear.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping
they made some money with it. They're not hurting for money, so it's not like they
right?
accept like any kind of, you know.
Like I'm like, yo, you guys made plenty of money. Like
right. let me live.
Just clear it. Yeah. And I feel like if the Eagles heard the story behind it too,
they'd
that maybe they would
maybe.
Like maybe have a soft spot, you know, and like let me just work with it.
Yeah, maybe.
So I'm gonna try to bring that one back to life and
you would get the Eagles back together because of the story.
I think so.
Hey,
why not?
We'd be
thankful for you if you did that.
Yeah.
That would be really dope.
Yeah,
I love your dog, by the
story.
Way. Your dog is so cute. She's just chilling here.
Rooney,
she's running security.
Yeah, she is like, when we do the podcast, she's part of it. Like, she feels like if she's not in here, it's not right. She constantly will come in.
She'll fall asleep sitting up, though.
My dog does that, too.
Yeah,
it's the cutest
it's hilarious.
Thing. And then, like, eventually he'll just, like, kind of fall into, like, laying down. but yeah, so that song,
Hotel California.
Yeah, and it's it's a classic, and it's like I feel like people wouldn't even a lot of people my age and from my age group don't even probably know that music. It's mm-hmm. which is weird to me too. I think that
right?
it's so weird when people don't know music from like. Before. I'm like, who are your parents?
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's their parents' fault.
Yeah,
it's like how did they not show you this awesome thing?
Right. Yeah. We talk about that a lot because, like, it's based on your music as a child is based on what your parents listen to. You don't have a choice to a certain age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like your parents really suck if you don't have like music memories. Like, you know what I mean?
If you had never heard Hotel California, like, what have you heard?
Right. Right.
You know, like, what,
who are you?
What did they give you?
Right. Yeah, right? Like, exactly.
It's like the family Enya night or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what's wrong? Like, your parents just. Yeah. Nobody, like, you had. Like,
I grew up listening to Ornico Flow.
Oh my God.
And your parents keep asking you, like, why don't any of your friends come over? Like, you know why, mom. Yeah. Like, you know. Your fucking music sucks. Yo, but Hotel, you know, that whole Eagles album was actually recorded in Miami. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That it was.
No way. Yeah, I did not know that.
The Hit Factory, Hit Factory Miami, the whole thing.
That is.
It's wild. It's trippy.
That is so crazy. Mm-hmm. That's really crazy. Yeah, I've, because that's actually crazy to hear that because that song means so much to me and with my music career and, mm-hmm. and just, you know, staying to keep doing this because, sure. you know, I've had a lot of things try to hold me back. So it's funny that you just said that that was recorded at Hit Factory because Hit Factory is where I've recorded like a couple of my like biggest songs mm-hmm. and where I met Lil Wayne and mm-hmm. Wayne was like, shook my hand and was like, you're Young Money.
Yep.
So you kind of just brought things back full circle for me, like hearing that. That's crazy.
It's a big moment.
Yeah.
See that? When you walk into the lobby of the studio, the plaque is right there on the left. You probably walked right past it when you
Of course, because I'm always high when I go to Hit Factory. I definitely walk right past it.
You had to walk past it to go to his room. If you went, I know exactly what you're talking about. You had to walk past it to go to his. Yeah, so that's
okay.
It was
well,
there. So it was there with you. That's wild. That's like it gives you chills to think about that.
No, it really does. Like you just like totally. That's crazy.
You took that meeting up another level.
Boom. Ain't that something?
See, but that's what I'm saying, though. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like he's like my angel.
Yeah.
Like he guided me. He's like, you know what? I'm going to bring you back to where Hotel California was made, and that's where you're going to get your record deal.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Wayne's right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. That's dope.
Man. Yeah, it's a trip.
That's dope. Wow, I got chills, man. That's special. Like when music does stuff like that, it's like, I have a couple things like that too, but it's like when music does that, like you can't even explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just like, and that's the beauty of it. That's like, that's what this whole podcast is about. The power of music. You know what I mean? Like that song does so much for you. You know what I'm saying? Like it's unbelievable.
It takes you to a place like immediately.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
You know, a mindset or like a, you know.
You hear songs from like that time you like had your first crush or were like, like have you seen the show Pen 15 on
Not
Hulu?
Yet. I heard it's awesome.
How old are you?
32.
Okay. I had a feeling we were the same age group. You need to watch it because
I heard it's really
it's
good.
It's these 2 30-year-old chicks and they wrote the show about their middle school life. And so it's like them in seventh grade in the year 2000, which I was in sixth grade in the year 2000.
It's the same, right? Yeah.
And it's fucking hilarious because, well, first of all, they're 30 plain middle schoolers. So they're like,
they're
playing themselves. And then it's like the rest is like real kids around them. So it's fucking hilarious. But like, it's funny because like the girl, like, so it shows like, you know, like her first crush. And it's so funny because it's like a 30-year-old girl and she has a crush. And it'll show like a 12-year-old boy. It's so fucking weird. You have to see it, but it's like funny. And so then all of a sudden she's just like looking at the boy and it's like, I forgot who sings the song. And all of a sudden it goes to the song. It's like, lying in my room. And it's like, you know, it goes to like a Backstreet Boy song. But like when those moments happen in the show, I'm like, these girls have wrote the show so well because it will bring back a moment like that for me. Like
for
all of a sudden it'll be like the Backstreet Boy song and it'll go back to being like, oh my God, I remember when I like listened to that song, having a crush on that boy in seventh grade.
Right.
Like,
and I couldn't wait to see him on Monday.
Exactly. No, they did.
The weekend was too long.
Yes. No, they did such a good job with that show. Like, making you remember like all those times through the music, you know?
That's dope.
You got to watch it. It's so fucking funny.
I might be too old for it, guys.
No, you could still find the humor in it. Like it's fucking funny. Yeah.
All right, I'll try. I'll try it.
You know what away messages are.
Yeah.
you'll make it.
I was there when AOL started, guys.
Yeah. Welcome.
That's one of the funny episodes. It is like shows the girls. They're like, what should my AOL screen name be? And they're like sitting there trying to make them up. And I'm like, I remember this moment.
Yeah.
And I remember what I made my screen name. It was Legally Blonde 369.
Of course it was.
Of course.
Because Legally Blonde was my favorite movie. Yo.
Dependence now.
Yo, my thing was Fabian, my name at AOL.
Really?
Imagine that. Wait, literally it was Fabian at AOL.
Wait, you just came up like that?
Because it was so new. And I just literally was like, I guess no Fabian signed up. I got Fabian. Oh,
screen names.
He was the first Fabian on AOL ever.
Hey, it's me, guys. So girls, if you're still out there, Shirley72, if you're still out there, email me, girl.
Shirley72.
My buddy has @Hank on Instagram.
That's
great. I
don't
know how the hell he got it. But like, how do you get Hank?
He literally made it the day Instagram came out.
Yeah, he had to.
But let's be fair. There's not many Hank. Well, I guess there's not many Fabians either. No, Hank is a little more rare than.
Hank is way more
Fabian's
common.
Way more rare than
what
Hank.
What are you talking about?
I feel like middle America, there's so many Hanks.
Really? Yeah. I never been, I guess. I don't know. I've just been here. I've been on the East Coast and the West Coast. Yeah. Never stopped in the middle.
I don't talk to a lot of Hanks.
Yeah, not a big Hank guy, you know. Yeah. Unbelievable. Wow, so that story's amazing. That story, thank you for sharing that with us. That's amazing. Yeah.
Thanks.
Come on, what else you got? Let's go. Come on, keep
them
rolling.
Oh, there's so many. Oh,
all right,
my God.
I want to hear all of them.
Another really funny one. This is a funny one. So I had got out of a relationship with like my I guess you could say it was my first controlling psychotic boyfriend, which I somehow ended up in another situation like that, which I should have learned from like the
never works.
The personality patterns from before.
The heart wants what it wants. That's it,
you know what it is? It's that they always act normal at first for like the first month, and then the crazy comes out once you're like locked in with them, and it's like, oh fuck, here, now I'm stuck with crazy.
No, I do it all the time. I do it all the time.
No, but so basically I had got out of a relationship with a really crazy controlling guy, and my best friend Roxy, she had also just got out of a relationship, and Trina came out with the song Single Again.
Oh, nice.
I'm single again, back on the prowl.
Yep.
I thought he was worth it. I don't know how.
Right? Exactly.
It's literally like I love Trina, but it's like, it's kind of like cheesy, but like at the same, it's like, it's an anthem for girls, you know? Like, I feel like guys would be like, this is the cheesiest song ever. But for us girls, it was everything.
Like, hell yes.
Oh my God. We rolled around bumping that Single Again song for
that
the whole.
That song was a jam.
It was a jam.
Yeah.
And I don't
think I've heard it since it came out.
Really? You want to laugh? Every time my girl like gives me a hard time or something, I literally will play that song like loud for her to hear it. Then she's like, you're such
She's
like, what is wrong with you? And by the way, I'm 40 years old. So yeah.
Your girl's like, don't
and
try
you're
me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm married. That's the whole thing. Hilarious.
I think we got to listen to Trina.
Yeah, let's hit some Trina, man.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Single Again.
We're really going to listen to this
one.
Yeah,
let's listen to this one. All right. That song is a jam.
Yeah, it is.
You look like you're chilling. Look at you.
Look at her. She got her paws hanging on.
She's so cute. She's a model.
Yeah, she is. She knows it.
Like, that's literally a model pose.
Yeah.
But, you know, like a lady.
So cute.
Hilarious.
She looks like my old dog, Lucky. I had a dog, Lucky, that we found, me and my mom, running on the road.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. That's why we named her Lucky.
Yeah. Oh. Nope. All right. You out, girl? All right, so
we're back.
Trina, baby. You know my favorite line that's in every single Trina song?
What?
I'm the baddest bitch.
That's a good one. But back it up like a Mack truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's in every one of her. You never noticed that, did you? Now you'll see. Now that I said that every song you hear?
I didn't. I mean, I know she said that line before, but I didn't notice it was in more than one song.
Yeah.
It's like her calling card.
Yeah.
It's like Shania Twain talks at the beginning of every song. Mm-hmm.
Similar.
Wait.
Less wholesome.
It took you saying that for it to really click in my head right away. Like, I just thought of
Let's
three Shania
girls.
Like, how she literally always talks at the beginning.
Every time.
She brings them in.
That's so funny.
All right. So what else you got for us? Come on.
The same summer.
Yeah.
As I was single.
Yeah, again.
It was another song that came out that summer. And this song, this is a song that every single time it comes on, it's like, you're never sick of it. And the tagline is like, why I love it so much. MGMT Kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Really, it's the tagline. He says, enjoy yourself. Take only what you need from him.
Boom.
What? I was like, you know what? I need to think like this more often.
Yeah. And it took a guy telling you that, right?
Yeah, no, literally, because it's like, you know, a lot of these times, like, I'm a very loving person. Mm-hmm. I was just telling her this today. I can get into a relationship easily because it's like, I'm a loving person. I see the good in people. It doesn't take like the hottest or the richest guy. It's like, mm-hmm. if you have a great personality and you're a genuine soul,
right.
I'll probably like you.
Right,
I'm just I like people. Like, uh-huh. I'm a social person. And
so basically you're saying you like ugly guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple ugly boyfriends and my friends will say that. They're like, you really do go for personality. I'm like, are you saying my boyfriends are ugly? Like, shut the fuck up.
They're like, no, when I say he's ugly, we just don't really want to go out in public with him.
Yeah.
You know, you guys do you.
No, but, you know, I have a tendency, I guess you could say, to get like in love too quickly or to like really love somebody when it's like they're not even, they're not
bad.
Ready or they're
think,
not,
yeah.
you know, and I think that that song, when I had heard it that summer, I remember it was like, enjoy yourself,
mm-hmm.
bitch, enjoy yourself,
yeah.
relax.
Yeah.
take only what you need from him.
Right.
And it was like, okay, all right, cool. So like this guy, he's a music producer. He makes beats. Let me take these beats and not get so fucking obsessed with you to the point where I'm like, you can't work with anybody else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's like that tagline, just like it really meant a lot to me. And it kind of taught me to like chill out, enjoy yourself and not get so attached to people so quickly, you know?
This song's an earworm too. That's like one of those songs, if you hear it, you're going to sing it
exactly
all week.
And if you're fucked up, you're going to be like, I love it. Like, exactly. No matter what, you're like, oh my God, I love this song. Yeah. Like, nobody doesn't like that song. Nobody.
Can we play the song real quick?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard somebody say they don't like MGMT Kids? Because I feel like every time it comes on, everybody
gets
happy.
You've definitely heard it.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm just smiling, going along, but no, I don't.
What?
When I hear it, I probably just don't know the name. Oh, yeah.
And he said, look, he said, we like to watch you laughing. Now I'm famous on TV for laughing. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yo.
Like, this laugh is my shit.
Yeah.
You need to have a laugh app.
Watch my laugh that, like, charts higher than my fucking music. Then I'd be depressed. But whatever.
Hey, charting is charting.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but yo, since you brought that up, I'm gonna embarrass you a little bit.
Okay.
But it's a humbling embarrassment.
Okay.
Something I've been wanting to, because we don't really know each other, but I've been working on your music for years.
I feel like I know you.
Exactly.
Like,
but it's like even all the Wayne stuff is up. But the one thing I've always, and I'm just gonna say it, I'm always respected about you, is you have so much going on, right? But you're very serious about your music. So like you're being pulled in a million directions. You have your TV shows, this and that, but your music is the most important thing to you. And I've always respected that because it's easy, especially in Hollywood, especially being a young girl, you're pretty, you're out, you're this, you're having a good time, but somebody that's so focused on their music. So I just wanted to say that to you, that I do respect that about you, because your music has always been, anytime you do an interview or this, but anybody that knows you will say your music is like the most important thing to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's special.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you said that, because I just made the joke the other day. I was like, well, if I just like took all the time I spend in the studio using my brain power to try and make a hit and took that to the gym and posted a few more ass pics, I'd have 20 million followers be fucking living in a mansion. Like, what? I'm like, maybe I need to just stop making music and just like work out harder and put my ass out more.
Nah, but you're an artist. The music is your thing.
No, a lot of people don't know that. It's like, so since I was a little girl, when I was 7, I started hip hop dance, and I was a hip hop dancer my whole childhood. And that's how, like, me and my little girlfriends, who we did the Spice Girls dance together, we were all on the same hip hop dance team together at school. We were on hip hop dance, drill team, cheerleading. So I grew up performing, dancing, singing. I was in choir, or I used to play violin. I'm going to get back into it. I have to pick it up again teach myself again.
That's
dope. But you know, that's all
I've
ever done.
Violin or fiddle?
Violin.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should go with the fiddle maybe.
No, I actually just moved out of my old apartment. I had neighbors who I think are like in a folk band, and I had to listen to a fiddle 24/7. If I see a fiddle, I'm going to break it. Yeah.
You know the
point.
Difference between a violin and a fiddle, right?
Not fully, but I
a couple beers. That's all it is. it's
that was funny.
Two cheap beers.
No, a fiddle's is, it's a little smaller, but but basically I've always done music. That's all I've ever done. And so I made a MySpace music page, and I was trying to get discovered by a record label or, you know, somebody to take my music to the next level. I met Rob Dyrdek through that MySpace music page. Ended up on TV.
Right.
So I went from being an artist, and it's crazy too. Before I was on TV and I would meet people and play them my music, they'd be like, holy shit, like, you look like this and you rap like this. Right. Like, this is crazy.
Right.
Then I got on TV and I started to notice a weird like resistance, as if people like didn't take me seriously. And it was like I immediately knew, okay, maybe this wasn't the best decision, being a fake receptionist on Fantasy Factory. But
that was fake?
That wasn't a real receptionist. I was acting. I came into film.
The whole thing from
I did not
my downloads.
I did. I mean, it was funny though, because
I'm only kidding.
I was a fake receptionist, but it's funny. Like, UPS would come in, and I'd be sitting at the front desk and be like, "Here, we have 5 packages for you." And I'm like, I look around like, who's here? And
I would have signed
right,
for
fuck
it.
And I would just sign for them and then go bring them upstairs. Hilarious. Like, I actually was the receptionist.
They tricked you into being a receptionist.
Yeah, no, they really did.
You were the only one that thought it was fake. You were actually the receptionist.
Yeah, they were like, here, we're going to
they just give you a business card with something else on it.
Yeah, right? No, but yeah, so it kind of, the TV thing, it was an accident. That was never my goal. Like, I always wanted to do acting, you know, but I never, in my mind, it was never like, I want to be like famous for just doing nothing. I want to be on a reality show. Like, I've always wanted to do music. Uh-huh. And if I were to get famous or rich because of doing my music. So I appreciate like the path I've been on, and I'm so grateful, but sure. I've never fully been satisfied with where I'm at, because it doesn't mean as much to be rich and successful for doing nothing as it does to be rich and successful for using your talent.
Right, yeah. You know? Something you love.
Yeah. Too. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So. No, I get it.
Yeah. It's good that, I mean, you can't chase money and fame. You have to do what you love, and then money and fame will come.
Exactly.
Eventually, at some point.
I love that regardless
of what you do, you know?
A lot of people, though, it's like we're in this era now because of social media. I feel like it's the opposite. It's like everybody's like, oh, well, I can just post sexy pictures and become famous, or you know what I mean?
I'm an influencer now. Right?
Oh my God. It's like
so short lived though.
It is.
You know? And I don't think that's what people realize.
No, they don't.
It's like if you earn it the right way,
yeah,
it stays forever, because you're still at the end of the day going to be doing what you love.
Yeah. Yeah. You can only be sexy for so long. Like music can live on past you're dead.
Eventually,
your looks can't.
You gotta eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I'm starving.
Yeah. Fit tea is going to stop calling.
Yeah.
Sure. Once you're not fit anymore. Right. There's no post you fit tea, you know, but you could like look at artists who get old and fat, but like you still love their music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, who fucking cares? Like they still make good songs. So that's how I want to be. Like, I want to get to a point where my music
old
is
fat.
Yeah. I mean, I like food. I'm like, I want my music to get so successful to where I don't have to worry so much about staying hot and skinny. I want to be like Adele or Aretha Franklin. Like, can y'all just fuck with my music so I can eat? Okay. Yeah. Because I love food. I really get it.
Yo, we were talking about Adele the other day. It's like, yo, when she walks out, have you been to one of her concerts?
I haven't.
She doesn't dance. She doesn't move. She literally walks out with no shoes on and stands there.
And kills it.
And you just sit there and stare at her for
and
2 hours.
She's hilarious.
She's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. She is amazing.
Like, she tells jokes between songs and you're like,
yeah.
She's like, sad song, hilarious joke, sad song.
No way. I like her even more hearing that.
Yo, I was worried about it. I was like, yo, this record's doing really well. This album, this coming out. I was like, and then I saw it like, I was like, oh, this is going to be their year. This is going to be their year. Then I saw Adele breaks up with husband. I was like, everybody's scared. Yeah. Like, her album's going to be fire when it comes out.
It's going to be the fucking...
It's going to be fire.
It's going to maybe be the biggest selling fucking album of all time. Oh, yeah. I mean, look at, like, Taylor Swift breaks up with somebody or dates somebody for a week and it's a fucking number one album.
Yeah, exactly.
And Adele, I mean, she's writing, like, the greatest love songs of all time. Yeah. So if she has a breakup... I'm excited.
Yeah. I feel bad for you, girl, but I gotta see what's coming.
But I'm hyped for what I get to listen to.
Yeah, no doubt.
She calls her friend. She's like, I broke up with my boyfriend.
Yes. No, her managers are like, thank you, God, we're about to make another 20 million this year.
They're like spreading lies. They're like, hey, you're never gonna believe what your husband said yesterday.
What?
I don't know, give me something. It was bad.
It was horrible. Horrible. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, come on. What else you got for us?
Oh man, you guys are asking me so many. I'm like, I'm trying to remember like the most meaningful ones in my life.
All right, let me ask you a question. Your desert island, the rest of your life, got one album.
It can't be a compilation. Can't be like a soundtrack. So be one artist.
I'm bringing this with me. I'm on the plane. I always got to bring this on the plane in case the plane crashes on an island and I survive.
That's like a darker way to ask it. Okay. Maybe you went to the island.
Damn, this is so hard. You know what though? Like, I don't want to sound...
No, come on, dude.
No, because that might be like too depressing, but I'm trying to think of albums that like every single song is good from start to finish.
Yeah.
There's only a few.
I would say a Lana Del Rey album maybe because she's just vibes all day and... Every song is good. Every song, in my opinion, every song she makes sounds like it needs to be in the soundtrack of a movie, you know? So I can imagine being on an island and listening to only Lana Del Rey for the rest of my life. I think that'd be like a chill, good vibe. Yeah.
All right.
That's a good one.
Because she's great and she's super down.
I've never heard that answer before.
Yeah.
She's super down to earth and dope in real life too. So it's like, just like knowing that she's the person I'm listening to for the rest of my island existence is like, okay, like you're a good person to listen to.
All right, so Lana Del Rey on the island.
Yep.
Damn, all right. That's a first. We haven't heard that.
That is a good one.
I mean,
she's, you got to be honest, like, her whole album is great. Mm-hmm. Every song is good.
And it's a vibe, like a very specific vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm.
Works for an island.
What about, see, I'm scared to ask you this question.
What?
Because your energy is so crazy to begin with. Not in a bad way. It's amazing.
Thanks.
But like, what, like, I'm going to need to know, like, what kind of song. Like, give me, like, a song or two. Like, you get ready to. Like, you're going out tonight. What are you, like, what's on? Like, what are you putting on? You know what I'm saying?
Dang, right?
Because you're so hyped to begin with. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Right now, I'm obsessed with St. John.
Oh, he's fire. Yo, he's fire. So dope.
I'm sorry. Fire. Like, he is fire. And he's cool, too. Like, yeah. I even posted on my story. I posted, I said, just so you guys know, all I'm listening to for the next month is St. John. Yeah. And he reposted it. And he said, hey, like, I see you. I was like, oh, he's cool. You know, yeah. Like, I like artists like that are down to earth. And, like, fire. Will, like, you know what I mean? Like, acknowledge the fact that, because there's so many people who come out and it's like, a bunch of people are talking about them, posting about them, and you'll never see them reposted or anything. Right. They act like they're just like so like.
Yeah.
But like St. John.
And meanwhile, you know they're looking at their and they see it. Yeah. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. It says seen.
Right. Yes. And no, he's tight like that. Like you'll see him like reposting other people, like talking about him and stuff.
He's
his music's fire. I just love it. Like that song Trap featuring Lil Baby. Mm-hmm. I bump that nonstop. Fire. And his song Reflex. Mm-hmm. Love it. I've been listening to it like nonstop while I get ready.
Yeah, he's
pretty
got
much.
Some pretty dope mixes. Whoever mixes this stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, no. He does.
Yeah, he's dope.
See, I thought the opposite.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No.
Okay. Oh, why did you mix the stuff?
Oh, but anyway, moving on. So, what else you got? So, all right, so St. John, come on, I know you got more than St. John.
I listen to so much random honestly, I've been listening like to a lot of older music.
Uh-huh.
This is why. I put on the Rap Caviar playlist the other day on Spotify, and I even texted somebody saying this. I'm like, it was a little bit more like rap fast food. Like, it was not Rap Caviar.
It wasn't caviar.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I
big caviar fan right there, by the way.
Love caviar.
Yeah.
I love caviar too. I skipped so many songs, though. I was like, this sucks. Like, yeah. I was like, how do you guys not have me on this playlist?
Right.
And I'm listening to people who literally sound like they went in the booth on drugs, half asleep, and they've never done a song in their life, and I'm listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's probably what actually happened.
Yeah, no, literally.
No, there's 97% chance that that is the exact scenario.
Yeah.
So much music is coming out, and it's like, what are we going to want to listen to 10 years from now?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you look at the 90s, you look at early 2000s, it's like, I still listen to those songs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's maybe a handful of songs that I've heard, like, in recently that...
Adele.
I want to hear that, sure.
Yeah.
Some Beyonce's records.
Billie Eilish, I'll listen to her in 10 years.
Yeah, good one, for sure.
Ed Sheeran, I think.
Lana Del Rey, exactly. Like, there's
we still got some monsters.
A handful, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, no, but not like...
Not like hip hop legends, though.
Yeah, no, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. It's rough, man. So, all right, what else you got for us? Come on.
Okay, let me think. You guys.
Now I'm cold.
Yeah, you're cold now?
Yeah, it got chilly quick. You guys got good AC here.
Yes. He got that good
we
AC.
Pay the bill.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what the electric is in this house, man.
Oh, I can't either. I mean, like, there's blue lights here. There's a hello there lighting up nonstop. Like, you guys probably have a crazy electric bill.
Gotta be.
Okay, let me think of some more memories.
All right, I got a question for you.
Okay, let's go.
Favorite movie song of all time?
Movie song?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But, like, it's got to mean something. You know what I mean? It's got to be, like, a...
Not the first time you saw a Bradley Cooper with no shirt on.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was monumental for me.
Damn, that's tough. You really stumped me right now.
Really?
Boom.
Well, I mean, I guess I would say that, like, means a lot to my memories is probably My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion for Titanic. I saw Titanic, like, 10 times in the movie theaters when I was in fifth grade, so...
That's an acceptable answer.
And it's a great song.
Takes you right back there.
Yeah.
Either to the front of a boat or to the movie theater when you're 15. Either way.
Or to an iceberg.
Yeah. To a really, really cold swimming pool.
Every time I jump in a cold swimming pool, I think of that song.
Yeah. I think of how much room there was on that door.
She could have saved Jack.
Yeah.
I'm so, that pisses me off till this day. It's like, what? Why didn't you both float on the door together? Like, why was he in the water? Why?
Paint me like you do your French curls.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, paint me like one of your French curls, Jack.
I love that you guys both remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess guys would remember that more than anything.
I would think
exactly.
So.
That was the one scene we all
Wait, there was
for.
Other parts of the movie? That's the only
thing. That and the... The like hand on the foggy window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Iconic moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In cinema history.
Yeah.
Dang, man. So I know you got one more.
I know I do too. I'm thinking of like, you know, really what it is that I just like everything. I like all types of music. I'm very diverse. So I'm trying to think of just like specific moments that really mean something to like more who I am. Mm-hmm. Rather than just like thinking of random songs I like, you know.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
This is funny. The very first concert I ever went to was Tom Jones with my nanny.
Nice.
Because my nanny was an older woman who was obsessed with Tom Jones. And I remember being a little kid, I was like 5 or 6. And I said, why are they throwing all of their bras at him?
Oh, they were doing that? Really? Tom Jones is that dude. Oh, man.
He was. I remember him saying, what's new, pussycat? Whoa.
And they were going nuts.
There was ladies on top of, you know, on shoulders, yeah, throwing bras. And as a little girl, I remember seeing that vision of like bras flying up there. And I was just like, why? Why are they throwing their bras? I didn't know. And then the next concert I went after that, my very first concert after that, I believe was Hanson.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Boom Bop was a jam.
I've been to a lot of concerts. So my mom's like a big concert person and I loved going to concerts. And I had a little friend when I was growing up and her mom was a makeup artist for Ellen Kay from The Morning Show with Rick Dees. Does anybody remember that?
Yeah,
like Rick Dees and Ellen Kay.
Of course, yeah.
So she did Ellen Kay's makeup. So her mom always would get tickets to all the like Jingle Jams,
oh, yeah,
and Wango Tangos.
Sure.
So we went to all of those as kids. I went to a bunch of Jingle Jams, a bunch of Wango Tangos. And this is a funny true story about at a Wango Tango. Gloria Estefan was performing with 5 drummers.
5.
Not 1.
Yeah.
5. Like the conga drums.
No, Miami Sound Machine was no joke.
Yo, no, literally.
No joke.
5 drummers. And I was so tired and I can sleep through anything, like yeah, a freaking nuclear bomb and I'm still asleep. And I was asleep on the chair. And I remember my friend's mom was saying after when we were leaving, she goes, all the people around us thought there was something wrong with you. They were like, is she okay? Is she okay? She's asleep. She's like, she's fine. She's just sleeping.
Just
they thought there was something wrong with me because they're like, how is she asleep? And there's 10, you know, freaking drummers on stage.
It's
like,
the Miami Sound Machine. How are you asleep to this?
She just vibes with Gloria.
Yeah. Hey. We all do. Yeah. I mean, I do. Well, listen, Chanel, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
No, this has been dope. This
and
been
giving dope. Me vodka.
Hey. Vodka Celsius.
Vodka Celsius.
Vodka Celsius. That's a new one. That's like 2019 Four Loko. I said that earlier. 2019.
It kind of is. Honestly, because I feel like, do you know—
Boom, she passed out. No.
Well, Four Lokos are like, do you know what juice? Juices? Remember those juices?
Yeah.
Which they must have, they're gone. They disappeared.
They're gone, yeah.
Gone.
I used to drink 1 juice and I would be fucking lit and I kind of feel like I drank a juice
there
right
you
now.
Go.
So
perfect.
Who's driving? We got an Uber coming. Chanel, thank you so much for coming.
No, thank
really
you guys for having
you.
Me. You guys are dope.
Tracks of Life.
Yeah.
Boom. There it is. Chanel West Coast.
Yo, she's a movie, man. She is. Yo, I'm in such a great mood now.
I know. She's a good hang, too. She didn't want to leave.
Yo, the party kept going long after this episode was done. Just so y'all know, man.
Exactly.
She's wild. She's wild.
She's as fun as you think she
is. Yeah, man. She definitely, man.
Next week, though, we got a different kind of artist.
This guy is so dope, bro.
He's one of a kind. We had heard of him and followed him for a long time, but Pusha T showed up to do his episode and was wearing a jacket custom painted by the dude.
This guy does everything, man.
He's the napkin killer.
The napkin killer is in the building, man.
Yeah. We actually went to high school. We didn't know each other because neither of us went to class. But in theory, we attended the same high school.
Yeah, man. Yo, the world is so small, man. The world is so small.
I know, right?
But this dude is so talented. It's humbling being around people that are just real artists. You know what I mean? It's
I mean,
really
he
dope.
Tells us about how he was doing his napkin thing. He draws people on napkins at parties and he did it for Pharrell and blew Pharrell's mind. And now Pharrell follows him. All these guys follow. Just check it out. You got to hear these stories from his mouth, not mine. But
wow.
Next week, the Napkin Killer. If you don't know him, find him on Instagram @NapkinKiller. Get familiar before we get there. Have fun.
Tracks of Life, baby.